Maya Maya. How many Olympians were there now? Let's do a quick head count. Zeus sat on the throne with Hera at his side. That's two. Around them were ranged Hestia, Poseidon, who liked to come inland and keep an eye on Zeus, Demeter, Aphrodite, Hephaestus, Ares, Athena, Artemis, and Apollo. That's 11. Hades doesn't count because he spent all his time in the underworld and had no interest in taking a seat in the Dodecatheon. 11. One more, then, before Olympus reaches its quorum of 12. Hardly had the dust settled and the shrieking recriminations from the Leto, Delos, and Python debacle abated to sulks and glowers, then Zeus saw the path of his duty clear before him. He must father the 12th and final god, or, to put it another way, his sex-crazed glance fell on yet another appetizing immortal. During the Titanomachy, Atlas, the most ferocious champion of the Titans, had fathered 7 daughters by the Oceanid Pleione. In her honour, the 7 sisters were known as the Pleiades, although sometimes out of respect for their father they might be addressed as the Atlantides too. The eldest and loveliest of these dark-eyed sisters was called Maya. She lived as a shy and happy Oread on the pleasant Corinthian slopes of Mount Cyllene, today's Mount Cyllene, in Arcadia. Happy, that is, until the night the great god Zeus appeared to her and got her with child. With great stealth, for word of Hera's attitude to Zeus's bastard children had got out and struck fear into every beautiful girl in Greece and beyond, Maya, in due time, gave birth in a remote and hidden cave to a healthy boy, whom she named Hermes.